This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
I was a little bit surprised. Not going to lie. A little bit surprised that they were so dominant from start to finish. Final score 41-21 over Miss State. Tomorrow we'll get Connor Riley on the show and get his thoughts on this game, but also the matchup coming up this weekend as the Texas Longhorns come to Athens. It's a night game. Should be crazy. And I expect it to be a really entertaining game. But Gunnar Stockton right now is playing better than Arch Manning, plain and simple. And if Arch Manning goes into Athens and plays as he has, even in the wins, the comeback win against Miss State or last time they played, which was Vandy, I still give the nod to Gunnar Stockton. He was 18 of 29 for 264 and 3 touchdowns. Nate Frazier had 12 carries for 181 yards and a touchdown. The key to this game on Saturday, guys, was the Dogs' 567 yards of total offense. And all of a sudden now, they're 8-1, they're 6-1 in the SEC, and if they beat Texas, that'll be 7-1, and things are looking really good for them to maybe be back in the SEC championship game. So for all the concerns with Kirby and this particular group, especially defensively, I thought this might have been the defense is one of their best games of the season, especially the way Miss State was scoring coming into this game at about 33 a clip. Let me hear Nate Frazier in that 59-yard touchdown in the third quarter.
Stockton hands it off, room for Frazier, and he's inside the 40. It's a foot race. Frazier at the 10, keeps his balance, doesn't touch out of bounds, and scores. Touchdown, Georgia.
So we now know they're capable of being in control from start to finish because we've all questioned. Like, okay, they're come from behind. We know they're able to do that. They're a second-half team. They're a fourth-quarter team. We know that. This was that display I think most of us were waiting to see. Noah Thomas also had a big game, a 64-yard touchdown reception in the third quarter. This made it Dogs 37, Miss State 7.
Dead Stockton stepping up, throwing complete, and it's Thomas who's free. Breaks a tackle inside the 30. Thomas cutting it back again. Another Georgia touchdown.
Yeah, and by the way, I think Zachariah Branch is arguably becoming one of the most explosive guys, not only in the SEC, but around the country. He's having a big year. He started things off in the second quarter with that 19-yard touchdown. It made it 23-7. But as I said, the final score, 41-21. And here's Kirby talking about it on ESPN afterwards.
Well, it wasn't easy. They got a good football team and a tough place to play. I thought it was really hot today, and I thought it really affected kind of both teams. So I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of the conditioning level. This win goes to the strength staff and all the guys that push our kids during the week.
Yeah, I agree with Kirby on that. I mean, it's kind of deceiving when you control the game the way they did, but you want games like this. You want to win games where it may seem a little easy, but it was. The weather was a factor. The crowd was until it wasn't because the Dogs took them out of it. So there are a lot of reasons to feel good about Georgia heading into this Texas game, and we're going to be breaking it down with you all week long here on the show. Meanwhile, did you guys hear this? LSU's ex-coach Brian Kelly rejected two settlement offers. Apparently, he wants all his money. If you've not heard this, there were two settlement offers from the university. We're talking about LSU. And his attorneys had given LSU officials on Monday a deadline to confirm in writing that they're going to pay him the $54 million that's owed in the terms of his contract. Remember, he signed a 10-year, $95 million contract. So according to the documents, this is from the Baton Rouge Advocate, LSU's athletic director Scott Woodward offered Kelly a lump sum payment of $25 million on the day he was fired. So he was like, we're getting rid of you and we're going to give you $25 million. And then Woodward also offered to remove some language in the contract that would have reduced the buyout amount if he coaches again. But apparently that's not what Kelly wants. Kelly's looking for all of his money, and I think most of you would too. So he has rejected two of those offers from LSU so far, so we'll see where that goes. That might be a legal fight. Who knows? I'm not sure. Meanwhile, guys, DJ Lagway, is he at Florida next year? Day-Day, oh, is he at Florida next year? He got benched in the Kentucky game. We saw him against Georgia. I'm not sure if he stays, and we don't even know what the coaching situation is going to be. But they have come out and said he will start against Ole Miss this upcoming week. Is he there next year?
It depends on who the next coach is, in all honesty. I don't know. He might be 50-50 right now just waiting, but it doesn't look good on his the future there being passed this season.
Billy Gonzalez is the interim coach. And by the way, I thought he did a really good job against the Dogs. I thought his team was in that game. They had a chance. They had no shot at Kentucky. They scored 7 points. It was a disaster. So he got benched at halftime and was replaced with a true freshman, Tramell Jones. But Lagway, 11 of 19 for 83 yards, a touchdown, and 3 interceptions. And are those the numbers that Lane Kiffin retweeted, I guess?
He retweeted the backup quarterback being benched for a freshman. That's the part he retweeted.
Oh, that's bad. Jones was 9 of 17 passing for 60 yards in that game. Talking college football, guys, and there is going to be some big games coming up, not only this week, but obviously as we head to Thanksgiving with rivalry weekend. And, of course, the Dogs taking on Georgia Tech. I think the big news over the weekend was also that Indiana stayed unbeaten. It was an improbable win. They come from behind to beat Penn State on the road, and it just sets up things for the rankings tomorrow when the College Football Playoff Committee gets together. As we speak, it is Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. Those are the four teams, and if the playoffs started today, they would get a bye. And then, of course, Georgia's number 5 sitting on the outside looking in. Texas, as we speak, is 10. We'll see if they move up. They did not play this week, so it's doubtful. They'll probably come in as a 10th-ranked team in the country. All right, Zeno rejoins us.
Yeah.
Let's get an update on what Ra had to say, because that's where our focus is today with the Falcons, as we've been talking about all the things and the flaws of this football team and who's to blame. What did he have to say?
Number one, no changes coming, as expected. I didn't think I was going to get any other. There was no mark. There are no changes coming. So everything is the status quo as far as coaching, play calling, all that. We're going to run this thing right back as it is, which, again, to a certain extent, I understand. But
so no OC changes? Nope. Nobody's calling plays nope. Except Zach?
Nope. Everything remains the status quo from that standpoint. Still trying to find a way. It's still trying to find a way. That was said a couple of times. We've got to find a way, and we've got to execute better. I asked specifically about the 3rd and 21, asked him to break it down and what he saw.
Okay.
And how it went. And the only thing he commented on is said maybe, I forget it was on the left edge at that point in time, you know, could have set him back inside a little more.
Setting the edge?
Yeah, or just, you know, if he goes straight up the field, it forces Daniel Jones to cut back to the middle where there's more help,
right,
as opposed to the outside. And they, you know, he said maybe we get him in 4th and 10, and that's a whole different scenario than 4th and 2. You know, but like we said, I mean, it was one of those things where the way the play unfolded, nobody was out of position. Nobody did the wrong thing. But the broken record, we've got to find a way to not let that happen. Like, I asked him, do you want to change that message? And he's like, no. What can you do? I mean, you know, the enemy gets a say in this game, right? The opposition gets a say. They're allowed to make plays. They're allowed to, and this is me speaking, not him. They're allowed to make plays. They're allowed to put effort in to try and beat you. I'm not happy with we've got to find a way, but they want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Want to get working on it? They're not. I can generally tell. Ra's not upset about the way his team is playing. They're upset about the results. But if you believe in process over results, and I do, then you have to start to believe that the process is good, because it's showing you that it's good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.